The post-match interview.
We're not too far away from catching up with Asava Radigalia, who is about to put the headphones on. Jeff Smith is down with him, of course, riding the boundary for Pettis suspension. Smithy, come on in. You've got Sav.
Yeah, we've got Sav. Mate, you've just come out of a team meeting. How did it go? What did Chris Scott have to say?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, well, we got the flight to Perth straight from Sydney, so pretty much just making sure our bodies are right. But no, he was just proud of us. We came into this game wanting to get the win for Hawkey. So, it was all positive.
And for you, mate, we saw you limp off there in the last quarter. Everything okay?
Yeah, all good, mate. I was on the ground and someone stepped on my ankle while I was on the ground. So just a bit of a knock, but got through and I was fine.
Sav Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Lee Brown. Well done this afternoon. Do you feel on your own personal form that you're just finding your feet?
Yeah, that's it. I'm finding my feet, mate. I'm starting to feel a bit more confident in the air and jumping at the ball and timing it a bit better. So, as long as I'm doing that, I'm pretty happy with myself. And I know my teammates are pretty happy with me. So as long as I'm doing that, I think I'm playing all right.
Your teammates weren't helping you out early. You took a couple of nice grabs and you had to give the footy up.
Yeah, I know, that's it. I was probably furious at the start, but it's all good. As long as we got the win, mate.
Asava, you're very much a young man in terms of your footy development. Today was just your 21st game of AFL footy. You mentioned there just sort of, is it for you, do you measure yourself in terms of your output on your impact in terms of competitiveness? Is that the key for you at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, yes. I'll talk to Corey Enright a couple of times a week and we'll just go through our game and it'd be the number of contests I do get to and compete in. At the moment, I'm just trying to just set up at certain spots where like I'm not out of the contest and where I can be, I'm able to create a contest and jump with the ball. So at the moment, it's not so much leading and running out and tickling, it's just being able to jump with the ball and have a good fly at the ball.
And I know when you came into footy, obviously your aerobic capacity, as it is for most young players, is something that you've had to work on. How's that coming along? How much fitter are you now than when you first arrived at the footy club?
Yeah, I am a lot fitter. I can be probably a lot fitter at this time of the year, though, but it's a bit hard being in the middle of the season. But, that's probably the main thing that I had to work on when I did come to my footy. Come to the football club, sorry. My fitness and my strength. I have put on a few kilos, so it's probably just trying to get that managed and make sure my fitness is going at the same speed as my strength.
And some players, particularly when they're playing forward, they don't like going into the ruck. The man who played his 250th game today spent some time in the ruck many years ago, and it really wasn't his go. Do you relish being able to throw yourself into the ruck and the physical aspect of being a ruckman when you're thrown in there?
Yeah, I do love the ruck. I mean, it does get me in the game a lot more than when I'm in the forward line. I mean, if I am not getting it as much, or the ball's not coming down, it does give me a chance to get in the ball and just be around the contest. But I do get a lot of my confidence out of the ruck and being in that contest and just my follow-up work in my ground balls. So, yeah, I do like the ruck.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Speaking with catch youngster Asava Radigalia. Here's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Sav, well done on your game today and the win for Tom Hawkins. Can you take us into the rooms at halftime? You probably weren't playing the best footy as a group. You came in at halftime even on the scoreboard, but really bounced out of the blocks after halftime. What was the message? What was Chris Scott's halftime chat about?
Yeah, mate, it was pretty much just get the ball forward. I think we were just playing around with it way too much in our half back. And, it was just pretty much get that ball forward. And there were times when we were moving it a little bit too quick and it was just about getting our forwards to set up and then moving it forward. So as long as we did that, we were looking very dangerous. So I guess that was the biggest thing that we needed to change going in the second half.
And was there a little change after quarter time in your forward setup? I thought the way they moved the ball into you guys, they started to lower their eyes and you guys started to get in better positions and hit the scoreboard more consistently.
Sorry, you broke up a bit there.
Sorry, mate. After quarter time, you seemed to reset your forward line and from the midfield, they started to lower your eyes and look for you a little bit more with those hit-ups.
Yeah, I think it was just about us getting Rampy and Aaliyah out of the game as much as we could. They were playing a lot off us and flying at the ball and backing themselves in. So as long as we played them really deep and got good leads at the ball, we were happy. So just pretty much just stopping them from playing their game.
Asava, you've still got the bachelor pad there in Geelong. You're still living with, I think you're living with Quentin Narkle and Brandon Parford. Are you still with those boys?
No, I've moved out. I've bought my own place in Highton. So
you've gone solo, have you?
Yeah, I have gone solo at the moment.
How's that going?
Yeah, it's going all right. Brandon taught me a few things on how to cook and... just keep tidy a bit. Quinton's hopeless. He didn't teach me much, but it's good living by myself.
Have you got a dog?
No, I don't have a dog.
So it's just you?
Just me. I do want to get people in renting off me soon, but I'm pretty happy with myself. I mean, I moved straight out of home with three housemates, so it'd be good just to have a bit of time.
So you're just enjoying your own downtime?
Yeah, that's it.
You've got the big flight to Perth, obviously, tonight. So you get there and then have you got a couple of days off? Is it the next couple of days or when do you have the days off?
Yeah, we'll have tomorrow off. So they've told us to not set any alarms and get as much sleep as we can. Our body clocks will be, up until about 2 or 3 in the morning. So, just sleep in as much as you can. And tomorrow just be a really downtime. A few boys are going down the water, things like that. But the next day after that is probably when we start getting serious.
So you're only a young fella. Who's likely to get out tomorrow with the top off down there and just sort of strut around? Who looks at themselves and they bypass the mirror there?
Oh, jeez. Let me think. Mark Blitzarv's under the bus. He loves checking himself out. So, and he'd probably say the same thing about me. So there you go.
You've got to get the guns out every now and then. You can't do it at Geelong in the middle of winter.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the specialty when you're cooking at home, Sav?
I do like there's a few stir fries. I like to cook curries, stews. At the moment, I'm probably just going very brief and just cooking up steak and veggies, throwing some veggies in the roast and. Pretty easy stuff at the moment.
Just keeping it simple, Sav.
Yes,
do your family get to watch you play much?
Yeah, they do. It's good now that I have my own place. They come down to Geelong a lot and they'll stay and camp with me. But, they do try and come down to Geelong as much as they can and they do go to all the games in Melbourne as well.
We can sense the enthusiasm in your voice. You're obviously a young fella. You're really enthusiastic about your footy. You've got a smile on your face. Is there... The footy environment and the cut and thrust of footy obviously really agrees with you. You're really loving your time at Geelong.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I've been so lucky to come to such a great club, and ever since I stepped in the doors, I've just enjoyed my time, and I love the people here, and I pretty much just can't wait for the future, and I do see myself staying here for a very long time anyway.
Can we just ask you one little one? You mentioned that you love going into the ruck. Do you feel you'll be a forward, or do you feel that you're in that pinch hit ruck, or do you feel that you could one day? We had Brad Ottens on last week, and he suggested that one day potentially you could be a number one ruckman.
Oh yeah, it's hard to say at the moment. I mean, I do enjoy playing both. I just try and chip in as much as I can in the ruck. I mean, probably at the moment my strength and my craft isn't there at the moment in the ruck, and I'm trying to gain a lot more as a forward, and I do train a lot more as a forward at the moment. But I mean, I would like to see myself playing a lot more in the ruck anyway in the future.
Well, Sav, we really appreciate your time. Well done on your performance this afternoon. Enjoy the warm climes of Perth, and we look forward to seeing you over there the clash with the Dockers.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Asava Radigalia joining us downstairs with Jeff Smith. Of course, thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar.
The post-match interview.